Elsa, ELSA, Lerma, LERMA, 123147. Today is 4/23/26. Miss Lerma is being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Miss Lerma, this face-to-face is going to be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Ms. Lerma is currently in her second benefit period, extending from 2/9/26 to 5/9/2026. This is a 78-year-old woman who's currently in hospice with history of COPD. She's totally bedbound, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, of course. Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E, caretaker, tells me that she's more confused. She's short of breath at all times. She's using her nebulizer at least 6 or 8 times a day. She has leg swelling related to corpomenal, related to her end-stage COPD, as well as protein calorie malnutrition, period. Her other comorbidities include muscle wasting, protein calorie malnutrition, lack of coordination, cognitive communication deficit, type 2 diabetes, hypertension. Hyperlipidemia, heart failure, cirrhosis of the liver. Her MAC is at 27 centimeter, indicating significant and continued weight loss. Patient's PPS is at 30%, given change in her condition and her mentation, period. Patient also requires wound care by the wound care nurse on her sacrum on the right side, stage 2, sacrum on the left side, stage 2. She's now sleeping at least 16 hours a day, sometimes difficult to arouse. Maintaining O2 saturation of 94% on room air today during the visit. She has a Foley catheter in place. No longer able to ambulate, as I mentioned. She, because of her significant weakness, fatigue, and significant functional decline, she continues to remain hospice appropriate. Recent urinary tract infection is consistent with her end-stage disease. Actually, put down, patient requires 2 to 5 liters of oxygen to maintain O2 saturation of 94%. Sorry. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.